So our story for all ages this morning, we're going to do a little bit differently than we sometimes, or than we generally do. The reason is because the story we're telling today is related to this issue. Our children hear drips and drabs, little glimpses of the immigration crisis that's happening in our world. They hear maybe adults talking about it in the room, or they hear it on the news, or they see something in a newspaper. And I think as a parent, I will say that one of the hardest things I've found navigating parenthood is figuring out how to talk to my kids about some hard things and the hard things that happen in the world and sadness. But one thing that is true about having those conversations is that often they are best had in a space where children can ask questions. So rather than having the story for all ages happen with the children here, they're going to hear the same story we are, but they're going to go downstairs and hear that story with Reverend Lauren while we listen to it upstairs. So instead of inviting the children to come forward if they want to hear the story from up close, I'm going to actually invite all of us to sing our children out for the story for all ages, and then we will offer that story to all of you, and the children will be hearing it downstairs with Reverend Lauren.
Okay, so you can still come up if you'd like to hear the story closer. The Journey. I live with my family in a city close to the sea. Every summer, we used to spend many weekends at the beach, but we never go there anymore because last year, our lives changed forever. The war began. Every day, bad things started happening all around us. And soon, there was nothing but chaos. And one day, the war took my father. Since that day, everything has become darker, and my mother has become more and more worried. The other day, one of my mother's friends told her that there are many people leaving. They are trying to escape to another country, a country far away with high mountains. What is this place? We ask our mother. It is a safe place, she tells us. And where is this place? We ask again. She shows us a picture of strange cities, strange forests, and strange animals, until she finally sighs. We will go there and not be frightened anymore. We don't want to leave, but our mother tells us it will be a great adventure. We put everything we have in suitcases and say goodbye to everyone we know. We leave at night to avoid being seen and keep moving for days. The further we go, the more we leave behind. We finally arrive at the border. It is an enormous wall, and we must climb over it. But oh no, you are not allowed to cross the border. Go back, shouts an angry guard. We have nowhere to go, and we are very tired. In the darkness, the noises of the forest scare me. But Mother is with us, and she is never scared. We close our eyes and finally fall asleep. Shouting wakes us up. It's the guards. They are looking for us, and we must hide. Quick, this way, whispers our mother. We run and run until a man we have never seen before appears. Mother gives him some money, and he takes us over the border. It is dark, and nobody sees us. Our journey is not over yet, our mother tells us. The sea stretches far and wide ahead of us, and we must cross it. How will this be possible? We have boarded a ferry with so many people. There's not much space, and it rains every day. But we tell each other stories, tales of terrible and dangerous monsters that hide beneath their boat, ready to gobble us up if the boat capsizes. The boat rocks and rocks as the waves grow bigger and bigger. It feels like the sea will never end. We tell each other new stories, stories about the land we are heading to, where the big green forests are filled with kind fairies that dance and give us magic spells to end the war. As the sun rises, we see land for the first time in days. The boat rocks silently to shore. Our mother tells us we are very lucky to still be together. Is this the place where we will be safe? We ask. It is close, she says with a tired smile. We travel for more days and more nights, crossing many borders. From the train, I look up to the birds that seem to be following us. They are migrating just like us, and their journey is very long too, but they don't have to cross any borders. I hope one day, like these birds, we will find a new home, a home where we can be safe and begin our story again.